Some Republicans want to put a constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage on a fast track, but 3rd District Congressman Ron Kind doubts it will ever become law. The La Crosse Democrat won't take a stance on same-sex marriage, only that he doesn't want to see the Constitution amended to prevent it.
At a time when the nation's already so polarized, to bring up a divisive issue like this in an election year when we should be working on jobs, the rising cost of health care, protecting our natural resources, investing in education, this will be very distracting on those issues that affect people's lives each and every day.
Kind notes it takes a two-thirds vote in the House and Senate and then three-quarters of the states to pass an amendment, and he says passage is unlikely. UW La Crosse political scientist Kurt Reitel agrees and says odds are against most amendments to the Constitution.
Now, most proposed constitutional amendments fail to get passed by Congress. There have been maybe 11,000, 12,000 attempts to pass a constitutional amendment, but only 33 have actually passed Congress. And of those, 27 were ultimately ratified, and those are the 27 amendments to the Constitution. So this is a very difficult process.
Reitel says the last amendment to pass Congress was in 1985 to allow Washington, D.C. representation in Congress. It failed to get ratified. The Equal Rights Amendment passed Congress in 1972 and also failed ratification. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.